Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Coming to love the things that endure. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, Colossians 3:1. In Colossians 3, Paul introduces the subject of practical Christian living by telling his readers to look to Christ. Later in the same chapter, he sums up the Christian's earthly life this way. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:17. Peter Marshall, former chaplain of the United States Senate, prayed this prayer for heavenly perspective in the midst of earthly pursuits. Walk with Peter Marshall, a Scotsman who became chaplain of the U.S. Senate in the early 1900s. There awaits just behind the curtain a life that will never end, a life of beauty and peace and love, a life of reunion with loved ones, a life to be lived in the very presence of God. There will be no more pain, no more sorrow, nor tears, nor crying, nor parting, nor death after death. Age shall not weary them, nor the years erode. We shall enter into that for which we were created. It shall be the journey's end for the heart and all its hopes. And yet there are those among us whose actions let us eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we die to suggest that they believe in no better hereafter. There never was a time when the conviction of immortality was more needed than in this day, when materialism has so exalted present life as to make it all important. Today's New Testament reading is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 1.
Colossians 3. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, Obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Colossians 4. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven.
The Christian life, as Paul describes it, is an off and on experience. We put off the deeds of anger, lying and idolatry behavior unbecoming a child of God, and put on the qualities of kindness, patience, and love. Like a change of clothing, this involves exchanging the soiled conduct of the world for the holy garments of heavenly living. Putting on Christ, it's a wardrobe that will never go out of style.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.